Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. And you will see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And it's interesting on that note that tonight it will be important to suspend judgment connected to comparing yourself with who you were then and who you are now, particularly with who you are now, because we tend to be very judgmental and self-critical. And what's going to happen is we have Valerie Sargent on, who's going to read the Akashic Records for you. She's a certified hypnotherapist and an intuitive healer, aside from being a reader of the Akashic Records. And if she takes you into a past life, you will find that you may find some healing in your current life to overcome karma that you've accumulated. And it can help you with current life challenges, fears, phobias, and the like. Now, Valerie has been practicing Reiki and other healing modalities for almost 20 years and has been working within the Akashic Records for the last 4 years. Akasha is a Sanskrit word meaning primary substance, that out of which all things are formed. The record contains the record of your soul's existence. You can think of it like a library where all the books are about you, or all the chapters in the book are about you. Work is done in the records and offers powerful soul-level healing and enables us to have a more conscious relationship with our own soul, meaning you and your own soul. Now, you can schedule a hypnosis session with Valerie if you want to do some extensive work, which is highly recommended, because the more you work within your past lives, the more healing you'll have in this life and the more understanding you will have. And I'm going to give you her website in a minute, so please get your pens and papers handy. Valerie is a pioneer in working with hypnotherapy within the Akashic Records, and she's going to talk about that. She holds workshops and seminars focused on conscious living, and she enjoys writing about energy healing and how it helps us to help ourselves. She's a member of the Association for Research and Enlightenment and currently sees clients at the Charlotte Center for Healing, Art and Community Center in Charlottesville, Virginia, and she works via Skype or telephone. So it doesn't matter if you're in Charlottesville, Virginia. You can be anywhere in the world and talk with her by Skype and phone. She does travel to Northern Virginia regularly to see clients as well. Now, I'm going to give you both her email address and her website address. Her website address is thefigleaf.net. That's http://thefigleaf.net. And similarly, her email address is thefigleaf444@gmail.com. And if you don't know, the number 44 means the angels are with you. So that's a wonderful number that she's picked. And with that said, I'd like to introduce Valerie. Valerie, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, David. I am very well, and I'm very excited to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm glad you found me. And let's talk a little bit about how you got into the Akashic Records and also what people can expect tonight from the readings. What are the different possibilities of things that may happen? Because as we were talking before the show, you indicated that it doesn't always indicate that a past life reading will be given, that it could be something to do with current life issues. Isn't that correct?
That's true. When you open someone's record, quite often their masters, teachers, and loved ones, their guides, will not always go directly to a past life, especially when you're doing very quick, sort of five-minute mini readings. Quite often it's just what the soul needs that person to know in that given moment. So it might be just information that flows. It may possibly be past life information. And sometimes what they do is they actually have me ask the person a question so that they're actually able to figure out things for themselves, and it's sort of an aha moment for them. So I never really know what's going to happen until I talk to that person and tune into their energy.
Now, should the person put forward a question or current life issue to you, or do you prefer to ask the questions?
No, quite often it's fine if someone goes ahead and states what it is their intention is, or if they have a question. That's a great lead-in, and then we go from there. Sometimes they answer it, and sometimes they sort of circumvent it and go on to something that's maybe a little bit more important or something deeper.
Now, you do hypnotherapy within the Akashic Records. Would you explain how that works?
Yes. So once I open someone's Akashic Records, we're making a very subtle shift in conscious awareness into a dimension of the Akashic Records. So your conscious awareness is leaving, if you will, the 3D world and moving into the dimension of the Akashic Records, which is a dimension of safety, love, and light. There is no ego. There is no duality. So it's the person who's in the records, and I'm in there with them, our energy is able to expand in safety without any negativity or anybody else's energy coming at them. So when you walk around your daily existence, your daily life, you're being buffeted by people's energy all the time. In the Akashic Records, it doesn't happen. So it's very safe. It's divine light, love, and all of that. So we go into a hypnotic state within the records. They're going very deep into a state of relaxation, becoming more deeply in touch with their own subconscious. So you're in a very safe place. You're in a very deep state of relaxation. And we often do regression from that place. Now, any kind of hypnotherapy can be done within the records, but most often it's regression therapy. So we're going back into childhood and then past lives from there.
Well, when you say regression therapy, in the context of reading the records, I'm not sure if I understand exactly what you're saying. Are you regressing people according to needs then, or do they have any input as to where they're going to be traveling? For instance, if they have recollection of a past life, is that something they can put forward if they want more clarification on that?
Certainly. We can absolutely set an intention for doing any kind of regression therapy. I would say, though, that most often they're going to go where their soul directs them to go. So I would say in more cases than not, we don't know where they're going to go. Now, typically in regression, we go back into childhood and we do some youth regression first, and then we go back into past lives from there. It's kind of a stair-stepping down, if you will, into the past. But what I found is that you typically go back to where you need to go in order to heal whatever issue is surfacing.
So if you have a wounded child within you, is that a good place to start?
Yes, and typically we'll go back to remembering something that happened when you were 3, 4, or 5. And I'm also guided by my intuition, David. So sometimes I'll say, let's go back to when you were 15, because I'm guided to ask about the age of 15. And
gotcha. You're an intuitive.
Something will be triggered, maybe, and so we'll visit that. We'll see what relevance that has. We'll discuss it a little bit, and then we'll go back even further, maybe into earlier childhood if there's a relevance to something that happened earlier, and then go back into past lives from there. So, generally, their soul's going to direct them to exactly where they need to go, guided also with my intuition asking about a particular time.
Gotcha. Now, as I mentioned to the people that I spoke to before we went on air, you're all going to get readings, and also for the latest caller, you're guaranteed a reading. Just to let you know, Valerie, we have 7 callers on the line, so don't feel you need to limit yourself to 5 minutes. I would prefer for you to do whatever work you feel needs to be done, and if you approach the 10-minute mark, I'll gently nudge you away from getting into any more detail. Does that sound like a fair deal?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Would you be ready to go to the switchboard?
I am.
Okay. The first caller is Trish. Trish, you're live on the air. Say hello to Valerie.
Hey, Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Trish. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm well. And so I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. You prefer a question?
If you have a question to ask, absolutely, yes. Go ahead and ask it.
Okay. So I'm looking for a little insight into my relationship, kind of where it's going to go.
So the question I would ask for you, Trish, is where do you want the relationship to go? Because the most important person that you're going to have a relationship with, my dear, is yourself. And so you ask yourself, where do you want this relationship to go? So that's question number one. Do you mind answering that?
No. So we're currently kind of on an on-again, off-again, and I would like it to be more on-again and find compromise. And so we seem to be struggling.
Now, I heard you say the word compromise, but I missed a little bit in there. You said you feel compromised?
No, I said we're trying to work through finding compromise to make this work.
Ah, okay. Very good. Thank you. So I have the feeling that you're giving up something, that you're feeling a bit forced. Forced is probably a little bit of a strong word, but you're feeling some resentment about having to give something up. And give something up may not even be the correct term, but I sense resentment here. Is that accurate?
It is.
Okay. So there's resentment stirring up, and where there's resentment stirring up, you are actually, your energy is pushing this person away. This person is actually very intuitive and may not be consciously aware that they're intuitive, but the resentment is definitely putting up a wall there. So what I would do is I would suggest and you have somebody over your, if I'm facing you, you've got somebody over your left shoulder there, like shaking her head saying, yes, 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 do this. So what I would do is be very open and honest about the resentment and get very quiet, talk to your inner self, go into a place of love, love for this person, love for yourself, and approach the resentment or the issue from that place of love and be very open and honest about it. And once that energy is cleared or you have an opening to begin to clear it, then that wall will begin to come down and there's going to be a shift in the energy between you. And that shift in the energy between you will be very positive and you'll be able to move forward in a way that feels more satisfactory to you. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I'm not sure how I do it. Are you talking about doing it in a meditative state?
Mm-mm. I'm actually talking about truly bring up the issue with this person. Whatever's bothering you, bring it up with this person. When I spoke about the meditative state, your masters and your teachers and this person over your left shoulder here is saying, just get quiet, go into the heart, go into a place of love before, in other words, instead of just sort of blurting out whatever it is that's bothering you, go get very quiet, spend a few minutes, maybe even writing down how to best approach this subject so it's truly coming from a place of love. So you do have a soul agreement with this person. You have had past lives with this person, and you're bringing forth a recurring pattern. There's a pattern, and you have an opportunity to actually heal this pattern. So in the past, you've done it in anger, and in hurtful ways, and there's no judgment around any of this, and you shouldn't have any judgment about yourself. but you have the opportunity to approach it from a place of love. And what that's going to do is literally, I can sort of see this beam of love or energy coming from your heart, and you're speaking your truth, and you're sharing how you feel about whatever this issue is that's causing this resentment. And you're able to share it in a way that's coming truly from a place of love, and that literally shifts the energy between you and this person. So, and that's where the changes are going to happen.
So I think the one part that I should add is that part of the resentment is because they refuse to talk. So since they refuse to meet and talk, how do I clear that?
Ah, okay. So I was seeing you sending an email, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. Well, they kind of didn't want any, you know, there were so many emails, we kind of stopped emails and then met in person, and then even, you know, so we were supposed to meet again, and then they changed their mind.
You know, it's just, that's interesting, though, because I didn't see you talking. I literally saw you emailing. So talking would be best, but if you can't do it, emailing, the nice thing about emailing is you can put things in there that are very heartfelt and very true that sometimes are hard to say.
Okay.
Does that help? I mean, it's so funny because I did see you actually emailing.
Oh, okay.
How about,
well, no,
writing, I mean, even a letter. Very old-fashioned, but that's how I saw it.
I actually did send a letter 3 weeks ago.
I like letters.
Uh-huh.
Because I was so frustrated with email.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay. Well, I would get quiet and really feel into which is best. I might even do both and just hold off on one. Try one, see if it goes, and then try the other.
Okay.
But it's interesting that I didn't see talking. I did see some sort of mail.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Trish. Appreciate
Thank
your support.
You.
Okay. Yeah, God bless. You. Okay. We're going to be moving on to Amber. Amber, you're live on the air. Say hello to Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
It's kind of touch and go. I've been kind of having a really hard time with depression, and out of nowhere, a couple of months ago, it hit me. And I was wondering if maybe you could tell me where it could stem from.
Amber, take a nice deep breath in, if you would. Take a nice deep breath in and just focus on your heart for just a minute. If you can just bring your awareness into your actual physical heart for just a moment. I want to go there for a second. Just tune into your energy. I'm picking up a tremendous amount of stress in your life, and I'm picking up a tremendous amount of weight on your shoulders. So you have a lot of, you have a huge amount of responsibility. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And did you, let me ask this question. Did you willingly take on this responsibility or so let me rephrase that. You are in a situation where you feel some guilt about something, and so you agreed to take on a lot of responsibility. Is that accurate?
It might be.
Well, the responsibility that you took on is literally weighing you down, and this is, it's like you have too much on your plate, and you don't know how to dig yourself out. And you have some self-worth issues that are contributing to that. So you're asking about the source of your depression. It comes from a very low sense of self-esteem that has come forth from another lifetime where you get a clear picture of this. You were a single parent and you had a number of children that you had to feed, and you didn't have the money to feed them. So you ended up actually selling a few of your children off into households where they would be slaves or servants. There's a lot of guilt that is reinforced within your cellular structure and your energy field from this, and you have sort of willingly taken on a karmic role of a lot of responsibility in this life. So that's the source. That's the source of this heaviness. And I sense it kind of in your solar plexus area or down in your belly. So you asked about the source of it, and that's where that comes from. So what you can do is just go into a place of quiet, if you can find the time. Spend 5 minutes or so really focusing on your heart. And when you focus on your own heart, spend time there, and I want you to literally begin to see yourself in love, like love yourself. Begin to love yourself. It's got to come from the heart, though, and release all judgment of self in all dimensions of time and space. And this is important, releasing all sense of judgment about yourself in all dimensions of time and space. And that's going to shift your energy from the inside out. When you shift your energy from the inside out, it's going to start making little differences in your life. But this is something that you're going to have to spend a little bit of time with every day in order to make a difference.
Okay.
Does that
make
sense?
Can you do that, Amber?
I can try.
Don't try, honey. Do it.
Yeah, exactly. The key to any kind of true healing from a spiritual point of view is to do the work. You can have healers say, here's your problem, and we can put, you know, do energy work, we can do all this stuff. But honest to God, Amber, it takes work from each person. So it takes a little bit of diligence. It takes effort, maybe 5-10 minutes each day to go into this place and truly begin to love yourself and remove the levels and layers of self-judgment in all dimensions of time and space. Because you're carrying memory within your energy field and within yourself. And when you begin to remove that memory in all dimensions of time and space, you're actually removing it and you're making a physiological change to your body. But it takes effort on your part.
You can change your DNA. You can change DNA that has accumulated from past lives and from this present life. And that will change the biology of your body.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And I know, Amber, I have an exercise I can give you at another point in time that will help you with self-love.
That would be good, because I've told you before, Dave, with the stress, I don't know if it's because of what's going on with the kid's father that it's all kicking up, or maybe that how she said about me having numerous kids, being that I have two, maybe that's why it's kicking in.
Well, if you know, and I know, again, we have to kind of move on here in a couple of minutes, but Amber, I do want to say that you have a couple of things going on. There are a couple of levels of things going on here that are contributing to this heaviness, this sense of depression. If you contact me, if you can get my email again from David. David has something he wants to give you. I also have a really good meditation for, you know, getting into your heart space and loving yourself, and it's a little bit more detailed than we have time to go into now.
Okay.
But it's a great place to start. It's a great place to start.
Okay, that'd be great.
Does that sound good, Amber?
Yeah.
Will you take a couple of minutes on yourself each day, though? Okay.
Yes.
All right. God bless.
Even if it's just 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Twice a day,
okay,
honey. Okay. God bless.
All right, Amber. Bye, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good night, Amber. Okay. We're moving on to Barbie in just a moment. Barbara, I should say, but I call her Barbie.
Okay.
Barbie, you're live on the air with Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Barbie. Now, do you go by Barbie or Barbara? Because that's actually important for the records.
Barbie.
Barbie. Okay, great. Yes. So we'll call you Barbie because the reason I asked is your voice and your name actually carry a vibration, and it's pulling information from the records pertaining to whatever it is your soul wants you to know now. So I always ask, you know, what is your nickname? What do you go by? What do people call you? Because that's important.
Well, in my childhood, I was called Barbie by a lot of people. By my mother, my father, my brother.
Yeah, that makes you feel good, doesn't it? But Barbie, you like it, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. It actually suits your energy. It's very fitting to your energy, Barbie. It's cute, yeah. It feels good on you, I want to say.
Well, that's good to know.
So do you have an intention or a question or something that you're wanting to know?
Well, I was abused as a child, and I lost my dad when I was 19, and my mother was physically and mentally and verbally abusive to me, and both my brother too, and I was wondering if that had anything to do with my childhood.
Yes, and also most definitely soul agreements with all of these people that are in your biological family and the person who abused you. You have I'm going to call them your soul family, even though it sounds like kind of an odd name because they've verbally and physically abused you, but I don't know what else to call it. Members, I guess, of people that you've, or souls or, that you've had other lifetimes with. And the first thing that your angel actually wants, you have a guardian angel that's present with you all the time. You're never, ever, ever alone. And the first thing.
Who would that be?
What do you want to call this guardian angel?
Well, I feel like my dad is my guardian, who I thought was my guardian angel.
Well, he's very present. He's always with you, but you actually have a guardian angel who's been with you through all of your existences. So,
oh, wow.
Dad, you can absolutely call your dad your guardian angel, but you've got he shows up as a male, and the reason you can call him whatever you want to call him, it's whatever name pops into your head. He doesn't actually there's no name for your guardian angel except for the name that you want to call him. But let me just kind of refocus my thought because it was something important that she wanted to share with you, and that was that. So at a soul level, it's all about love. So each person in your life that has physically or verbally or otherwise abused you, at a soul level, they all know that it's really about love, and they all know that it's about conscious expansion and growth. And a depth in your awareness. So even though these people have made your life quite difficult, these are actually opportunities for you to learn the most about yourself. And before incarnating into this life, each one of you agreed that you would move through this process that was very difficult, that they would cause you a certain amount of pain, that you would, for lack of a better term, move into your sense of woundedness so that you could figure out how to dig yourself out of it. So this is all a very convoluted and multi-leveled soul agreement. And it does have to do with childhood, but it also has to do, I would say, much more so with past lives. Now, what do you do about that? You simply accept them for where they are. You accept yourself for where you are. And frankly, in this very short reading, the best advice that your angel has for you is to understand at a very conscious level that it really is all love at a soul level. And if you can begin to let that information integrate and truly understand it at a conscious level, again, it shifts your energy. It shifts the way you begin to think about things. Shifting energy is subtle, but it's powerful. And when you do this work, you're shifting the energy And it does make changes within your energy field. It changes the energy of those that you are around. So you do the work. You shift your energy. Other people in your life are going to notice it. They may not notice it consciously, but they're going to notice that something's different about you.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so to answer the question, yes, it has to do more with past lives, but a little bit, there's some stuff with your childhood, yes.
Wow. Oh, that was, David knows a lot about my childhood and everything, so that does make a lot of sense. And my dad was my protector.
And he still is. You know, you can talk to him anytime you want to by simply just, you know, reaching out. And by the way, when you think, when he pops into your head, like, just out of nowhere, or you mm-hmm. think about him out of nowhere, he's connecting with you.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And what about my brother? Is my brother there, too?
He's kind of on the periphery. Are you carrying some judgment about him?
No, but he was more judgmental of me than I was of him.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up then. He's a little on the peripheral. He's a little nervous about it. He's a little nervous about how you feel about him.
Hmm. Okay.
So, I'm going to keep track of time here, and I'm going to assume David's going to give me a little nudge if I need to. But what I would do is Barbie, take a couple of minutes when you have quiet time and just get very quiet and have a soul conversation with your brother and be very open and honest with him at a soul level. And what that means is you simply just tune into his energy, ask him if he's willing to talk to you, and because everything at a soul level is all about love, his soul is going to say yes, and then you simply have a soul conversation with him. You can tell him whatever you want to tell him, and you can open up the lines of communication in that way.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, Valerie.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, David.
Barbie, you're welcome. God bless you.
And I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right. We'll do. I'll
thank
talk
you.
To you
mm-hmm.
after the show. Okay.
Okay.
You food. That's great. Okay, we have five people remaining, so there's no hurry. Everybody's
okay.
going to get a chance to talk to Valerie, and Valerie and I may do a little bit of dialogue. And it looks like we are next going to go to Ellen. Ellen, you're live on the air. What would you like to talk to Valerie about?
Hi, David. Hello, Valerie.
Hi,
Ellen.
Thanks.
How are you? Terrific, and thank you so much for volunteering your services like this and thanking and taking the call.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
I guess what I'd like to do is turn this over to Spirit and have them tell me what I need to know or would be helpful for me to know at this point.
Well, yes. So first of all, your energy is very bright, and you have this beautiful vortex kind of coming out of your crown chakra. So let's just tune into that for a moment. In fact, go ahead and open your crown chakra and really feel the energy flow. And so I want you to take a nice deep breath in, and I want you to bring the energy all the way down into your body. What's happening is this is what your soul needs to be right now. We're going to move a little energy very quickly through the body. Do you have digestive issues?
Not major ones. You know, sometimes I get upset stomach, but no, I wouldn't say anything really major.
Okay. Picking up a little something around the solar plexus there. Lower back issues?
Sometimes I get stiff, but that's about it. I have to stretch it out.
Okay. That's where the energy seemed to be slowing down a little bit. That's why I asked. So what they're saying, what I'm getting is we're just going to do a little expansion of your energy right now. So what we want you to do is allow the energy to flow into your crown, Ellen, and allow that energy to come all the way down. We're going to gently move it through your solar plexus and down through your hips and down through your lower back and just push out a little bit of slow energy there. Feel the energy come all the way down through your legs. And we're going to ground you into the earth. So I want you to imagine that there are roots coming out of the bottom of your feet and going into the earth.
And then you're going to imagine that, you know, the roots of this beautiful tree, which is this energy going through your body, you're going into the earth, and then imagine that the branches of the tree are coming out through the crown of the head and reaching up into the heavens. We're simply connecting you more deeply to the earth and allowing you expand your energy further into the heavens, as above, so below, because you are a very bright light. You are a very bright light, and you bring very positive energy to those that you know. And we're reinforcing this to you to remove any self-doubt, to remove any self-doubt about what it is you do in life and how you move about people. So we're going to remove right now self-doubt from your energy field. Do we have your permission to do this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So breathe in. Know that we're working with you right now to remove that from your energy field, removing distortion. We're simply brightening you up, and we're going to polish up your third eye, if you will, and we're going to open up the crown chakra a little bit so you can speak your truth more clearly with more confidence. So we're removing self-confidence, or removing doubt and building up your self-confidence. What is it that you do, Ellen, or if you don't mind me asking?
I do development for a nonprofit. That means I get the grants. I work with foundations, government contracts, all that stuff.
And are you happy there?
I've been there for 3 years, and it's time for me to move on and get and grow a bit. I think I've done what I need to do here, and it's time to move on.
You're absolutely right. Yes, that's why that's good. So this is going to help you to step into something that's going to be a little bit new and different.
Okay.
I'll just tell you right now, I don't know what that is. They're not telling me what that is. And the reason is, quite often, I don't give specific information because it's going to limit. If I give too much, you have this, you begin to have thoughts in your head about what it is you know, that's going to happen, and you actually limit yourself. But what they're telling me is that it is time for you to move on. Removing self-doubt and building up your confidence is going to help you to step more fully into something that's really going to be, I'm getting the words, right up your alley.
So that's
what you needed to know right now.
Well, it's a great message. And I really like the way you did your reading of me is so different from the others. It makes it feel very individual, very tailored to me, and I appreciate that.
Well,
isn't that nice, Ellen?
Yes, yes.
Well, good luck with your endeavors.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Valerie, and thank you, David.
You're very
welcome. Oh, my pleasure. Yes, God bless. Okay, we're going to be moving on to Melissa. Was there anything you wanted to say, Valerie?
At this point, you mean between callers now? Not really.
Yeah. Is there anything that has come to mind that you would like to discuss? We can take a little time out before we move on. As it stands, we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 callers left, so that there's plenty of time. So that's entirely up to you, whatever your soul desires.
You know what? I'm kind of in the flow. Can we take another caller?
Let's keep going. And if anything comes up between callers, just let me know. I'm appreciating your flow, and your energy is wonderful. So here comes
Thank
Melissa.
You.
Yep, okay. Melissa, you're live on the air. Say hello to Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Melissa. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
I'm calling about relationships. I've worked on myself for the past several years, trying to clear out all the muck, and I'm just curious if there's any soul-level type of relationships in my future, that it's kind of hard to have a relationship when you're open and they kind of not. It would be great to find someone that is in the same boat, so to speak.
Yes. So, yes, there is. A couple things when you were talking came up, so let me just kind of get quiet and focus and ask which they want me to say first. So you are working on yourself, and first of all, we want to say we applaud you for doing the hard work on yourself, because going within and digging deep and clearing out all the old soul stuff, and we're going to put this word in quotes, karmic issues, can be very tough and very challenging. And we understand that you have moved through a lot of emotional debris, we're going to call it. So we applaud you for doing that hard work. Now, what we're going to say to you is you still have a little bit of, there's some fear there. There is some fear around relationship, and it may not be conscious, but we're going to ask you to contemplate, when you get off the phone tonight, we're going to ask you to contemplate what that fear is coming from and where. It's coming from other dimensions of time and space. When we say other dimensions of time and space, we're referring to past lives. What we're going to say is, if you can contemplate that fear, really get quiet and be honest with yourself and ask, what is the fear coming from? You're going to get an answer. We want you to go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. So each time you give yourself an answer, go even deeper, and you might be surprised at what that final answer is. Now, with that being said, you have the opportunity to step off the karmic wheel here and really let go of this issue. And, you know, you might not get the final answer tonight. In fact, this is something you'll probably have to contemplate for a little while. And we're also going to say that there is the possibility that you're going to draw to you someone that's going to help you to go deeper into this so that you really get to the bottom of it. And with that being said, you will enjoy this person, you will enjoy this relationship, but this next one that comes along may not be the one that you're going to end up with. It's going to be more of a learning. Now, we're not saying that this is set in stone, because the beauty of being in your Akashic Records is you have all of the possibilities and all of the probabilities. We're going to say to you that you cannot make a mistake. There is no wrong and there is no right. There's simply choices. So, Melissa, dear child, do the work. Contemplate the fear. Trust yourself around this issue, and you will then draw to you the one who is your spiritual and intellectual and physical match. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, okay. I do have fear there. I have fear of not being able to trust my intuition, that I felt, you know, you start second guessing. It's like, this one feels different, but then why is it all whack? You know, and kind of move past that as far as, is this one a learning? Because it seems like over the years, it's like, okay, here, is this one a learning lesson? And I've been told I've been healers in past lives. So it seems like I draw dysfunction to me. Because of the healing.
Well,
healing.
that's kind of true in that you're going to draw to you what it is you need to work on and let go of. So that's why the fear issue is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Really important. Very briefly, too, I'm going to give you a quick exercise, and if you want to email me about this, we can go into a little bit more detail. But, again, when you're contemplating the fear, that's one thing, but take another couple of minutes and go deep within and envision a well, and just, you know, you're looking at this well, you go over to the well, you look in, you can see the beautiful clear water down there, and they're telling me to stop. Can I ask that you email me and let me do this with you offline, because it's a little bit longer and they're stopping me saying this is too involved. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have probably gotten started on it, but it popped into my head. It's a great exercise for trust.
Sure. It's thefigleaf444@gmail.com.
Thefigleaf444@gmail.com.
Sure. I will send you an email.
Awesome. Thank you. It's just way too, it's a little detailed to get into now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
You take care, hon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. God bless.
All right.
Well, this raises a question for me, and that is around soulmates that are put into our lives as learning experiences who may not be the intellectual, loving partner that we're hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm wondering if you could speak a little bit about that, and if there's time at the end, I'd like to put forward my own situation, but only if there's time.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's funny, David, I was picking up on your energy a little earlier. So, and I was actually hoping at the end we'd have some time to talk about you. So, yeah, soulmates to say, and this is what I've learned in my work with the records and my work, you know, just over the years about all of this. We have a tendency to put labels on things. So soulmate, and I'm, if you can see my fingers, I'm doing a little quotation marks. You know, it's a label, and people think, oh, soulmate, mm-hmm. it's my perfect lover, my perfect mate, this and that. Soulmates can be all types of relationships. In fact,
that I understand.
The least type of soulmate relationship is that perfect lover type thing. Soulmates are actually the best people for learning the most about ourselves because they often come in, they shake us up, they stir us up, maybe even cause us, you know, traumatic, really challenging things in our life. And sometimes,
right.
boom, they're gone.
Sometimes they hang around for a while.
So, you know,
right.
soulmate is really someone you learn so much about yourself from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've heard the term twin flame, too.
Yep.
And I wonder if you're familiar with that term and how that would be differentiated from soulmate.
Yep, absolutely. I'm familiar with twin flame. Again, that's another, it's another label. And I don't say that with any kind of judgment around these words. It's just, you know, they're labels. So twin flame is different in that if you think about, I talked to a previous caller or a caller earlier about a soul family. So we have a soul family that you've lived in other existences of time and space with. You've had incarnations with them. And you have different levels of soul family. You've got a really close soul family that if you think of a flower like a daisy, you
right.
guys are all petals on the same flower. Twin flame is almost like your other half or someone who...
Yes.
Who
yes.
in some lifetimes, you probably had aspects of the same soul. So a twin flame
yes.
is someone who's almost, they can either be your complete opposite or they can be so much like you, it's scary.
Yes.
So again, there's some differentiations on twin flame, but it's different than soulmate. Yeah,
I get it. Maybe I'll just briefly say this because, you know, we may not be able to get to everybody. I'm married to a soulmate from whom I have learned many, many lessons, and it has not
mm-hmm.
been the most pleasant relationship, but I've met a woman, I identify as gay, but I've met a woman who's my twin flame, and it's a little confusing. Especially since I married a partner of 11 years last year. And so that's creating a little bit of dissonance within my life. I'm not unhappy with my current relationship, but I long for this other relationship.
Yeah, wow. So you're really, really, really expanding in different areas, and you're really allowing yourself to open up and really taking away, you're stepping out of some limitations that you came into this life with. That is amazing and really cool.
Well, I've had a very traumatic earlier life, very traumatic, and I'm very much transformed today. So
you're wondering how to handle all of this?
You've got it.
Well, you know what? And it's a very simple answer. I don't know if you're going to like it or not, but it's trust your intuition. Trust your innate.
Yeah.
You know the answer to this. You actually know. Your subconscious knows.
Yes, I do.
You got to trust it. You absolutely have to trust it. And it's going to be different than what people are going to tell you.
It's just difficult, that's all. I know that I deserve better than what I've got, and it's just difficult, that's all.
Oh, David,
so,
you know what? Embrace the difficulty. Embrace that knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace that difficulty and go at it with from loving yourself, really, truly trusting yourself, and just say, you know what? I'm going to face this challenge full on.
Okay. Well, thank you, dear. And just to let you know, in all fairness to the people remaining on the line, we do have four callers, and I think we can easily cover them because we have 40 minutes. Manning. So thank you, callers, for your patience with my timeout. And thank you, Valerie, for your guidance. It's much appreciated.
You're very welcome.
Okay, we're moving on to Donna, and then we'll go to area codes. Donna, I'm trying to bring you live. There you are. Say hello to Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi,
Donna.
Great.
How are you?
Hi. Good. Valerie, I have always wanted to be married. I'm 61. It was abuse that I had, physical abuse and emotional abuse from my father. But I just wanted to know, in the Akashic records, will I be married, do you think? I mean, is there any way to know, and if this will happen? Because it is something that I've always wanted to have. And now I'm looking primarily for companionship and a love relationship.
Okay, so this is a very important question that, and by the way, you have a whole host of, I call them non-physical beings behind you that are just supporting you and loving you, 100, like just right behind you. So for the first question that they want to ask you is, do you actually want to be married?
Companionship. I have a lot of companionship with my sisters and my, but you know, I think I'd like to have male companionship and someone to do activities with and good friends and
Okay. You were breaking up a tiny bit there, Donna. So I heard you say you have companionship of your sisters. I guess the point they want to ask you, and maybe I missed your answer to this, but do you actually want to be married? Because there's an energy around the word married.
Yes, I think so. You know, I'm getting older now, and I think I would like the security that you get out of being married as a team, helping each other. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Then the reason, I'll tell you why they ask that question, is because the word married carries an energy with it. And what And you have, within your energy field and within your Akashic records, you have a an energetic connection to marriage, to that union, that type of union. And it's actually kind of old-fashioned, which is not, again, it's not a bad thing, and it's not a judgment in any way. So the reason they asked that is because they want to be specific about the word marriage. Now, with that being said, focus on it. They want you to set your intention on being married and being happily married. So here's what you're going to do, and this is homework. You're going to be very specific and write out how you want to live your life. You want to be married. You want these specific things in your mate. You're going to write out in great detail how you want your married life to be. And then you're going to keep it in a place like by your bedside. And you're going to read it every morning. And you're going to read it every night. And if things change, you're going to add or detract from what you've written out. The key being very, very, very focused and very specific. Because here's what we want you to know. You have all of your creations in your Akashic record. It's all been created. You are simply now going to manifest what's already been created. Marriage is there. You have a connection to it. But what we're going to ask you to do is be very focused on what it is you're drawing to you. So write it out and study it and become it, feel it, like envision it. Go very deep into the feeling of being married.
Yeah, I can do that. One time I drew a blue card and I focused on it for like a month, and then 2 weeks later I won a blue car.
Well, there you go. So you know.
But I never did this with my potential marriage partner.
Well, you know you can do it. So there's your proof right there that you manifested this blue car. So you can manifest marriage, but it's really, and I cannot stress this enough, it's really important to be specific on what it is you're drawing to you, because you're going to draw it to you.
So
list out all of the factors you want in this man. And I'm going to say one other thing about this. As you're really focusing on this person and this man that you want to be married to, be very specific, and you're going to be drawn back into some of the abuse of your childhood. As you do that, allow the emotions to come up, allow them to come up, and allow them to be released. and acknowledge them, release them, and let them go. This is part of your process because you don't want to bring any of that back to you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too much pain. Yeah, hurts and pains
Exactly. Donna, you go. You have manifestation powers. You use them. You use them. Draw that man to you. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think you're right about all the people being with me because I walk on the beach and sometimes I see them all lined up and it's like a mirage. And then I get closer and they're all gone. Yeah, but they're there.
Exactly. Perfect. That's perfect. That's exactly. Yep. You're very in touch. You're very tuned in. They're back there like, yeah, she's got it.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Well,
Donna's show is one of the best. I'm such a fan of his show because he gets the best
people. Oh, Donna, thank you. Thank you so much. God bless.
You really do. And thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Well, Donna, let me just tell you.
I would love to know how this
turns out. Yeah, I just wanted to say, Donna, we've got more and more amazing guests showing up. I am booking for March of next year, and I am attracting people out of the woodwork. I am not going after people anymore. They're coming to me. In fact, I have had a literary agent who is putting me in touch with Neil Donald Walsh, so I hope to have him on the show.
Yeah, I've read many of his books. Wow.
Yeah, he's
very
wonderful.
Nice.
Well, let's move on. We are getting callers coming in, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody, but God bless Donna.
Yeah, God bless. Good luck.
Yeah, just to let the people know that have tuned in within the last few minutes, we're not going to be able to get to you, but let me give you Valerie's website and also her email address, and you can contact her for help, and she will be back on the show hopefully in January. I'm going to discuss that with her after the show. And Valerie, I would like to call you then.
Okay,
her website is thefigleaf.net, F-I-G-L-E-A-F, thefigleaf.net, and her email address is very similar. It's thefigleaf444@gmail.com. So if you do not get a reading tonight, we will get to three more callers, definitely. We may get to four, but we will not get to five. So hang in there. We're going to area code 561. You're the only person from that area code, and you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Stacy.
Stacy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great.
Hi,
say hello to Valerie.
Hello, Valerie.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, it's about my finances, business. I just wanted to know, are they getting better on an upward position?
Are you in business for yourself?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, you know, here's your answer to that. That is absolutely, absolutely all in your control. You have complete power over your business and over your finances. And I know that sounds kind of odd because you think, oh, you know, that's probably not really so. But it absolutely is so. And your guides need you to understand that it's in your control. And what we're going to do is you're going to begin to become in touch with your creative source. And your creative source resides within you, and it's actually residing right now in the bottom of your solar plexus there, or it's actually in your second chakra, not your root chakra, but your second chakra, which would be like your sacral chakra. That's the seat of your creativity there. And so you have some homework, and your homework is to get quiet, focus on your second chakra. Are you familiar with the chakras?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So second chakra, creative chakra, you're going to focus there. And actually, they're doing some work on you right now. You may feel a little tingling. You may not. But, you know, what everybody feels is different. But they're working on your second chakra, balancing it, harmonizing it, clearing it, because you've got some cloudiness there. It's just stuff from past lives. It's unworthiness. It's a an energy of lack there. There's you've had lifetimes where you have had immense wealth and lost it and blamed yourself and also blamed other people. So there's a bit of releasing of blame. Releasing of blaming. In other words, let me reword that and say, take full responsibility for all of your actions. Take full responsibility for every decision you've ever made. Let go of any blame. Understand at a very conscious level that you have control of your finances and you have control of your business. Contemplate and get into that second chakra and really focus the energy there and allow that creative source that lives within you that's never gone anywhere to grow as you acknowledge your choices, take responsibility for your choices, and release blame. Does that make sense? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Can you? Okay. All right. Well, that's your homework, my dear. So, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Complete. Hello, are you feeling complete, Stacy?
Yes, I am. It was a loud motorcycle that went by. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't cause that.
No.
Yeah. Although we do create our own realities at sometimes
yeah.
the most interesting levels. So thank you so much for calling, Stacy, and God
you
bless.
Is Stacy still there?
Yes.
I
am.
Real quick, you can do this in 6 months, in less than 6 months, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can do this really quickly. So just the energy's there. You got to work with it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're
have
welcome.
A good night. Okay.
You too. You both.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much. Enjoy each moment of your life.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, we are moving on to area code 619. You're the only caller from that area code. You're live. What is your name, please?
My name's Donna also. Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. I'm doing pretty good. Thanks.
Good.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering what lessons I'm here to learn possibly from my previous lives. Is there anything that I need to know at this time? That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, so Donna, let me just have you take a nice deep breath in. Breathe all the way down to the bottom of the lungs for a second. Let me just tune into your energy and see what your soul wants you to know right now. Okay, so here's what I'm getting. And this, again, I kind of have to laugh sometimes almost the simplicity of what they're saying, but they're saying they want you to fully enjoy life. Step out of your comfort zone a little bit. I don't know, I'm getting the word take risks, and take risks, and then there's like a sort of tongue in cheek, like not bad risks,
yeah.
But step out, do a little bit more.
Right.
They're giving me an example of, do you paint by chance?
I do. I'm not a painter, but I just like I've been doing like painting planters and rocks and just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So they gave me this example. So paint something bigger next time. Just go one step bigger than what you usually do, or paint something different. In other words, start small. Once you do that, you're going to be like, oh, I can do this. And then then take that metaphor into all aspects of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And so you're the key to shifting your energy big time. And here's what I see. I literally see like a 180 shift in your energy is to step out of your comfort zone. And again, you can take a small step and then, you know, tomorrow take a big step, next week take an even bigger step. I'm getting take a trip. Go somewhere.
Yes,
where have you been putting off? What have you been
putting
off?
Well, hopefully I'll be getting some funds here soon, then I'll be able to. Do you see that coming? Then I can think about that. Do you see that coming soon?
Well, I missed what you said. Do I see what coming
soon? Oh, I should be getting some money, like $5,000. Do you see that coming soon? Not a lot, but it's something. I could go on a trip with it.
I'm. You know what? They don't usually give me time frames, but I want to say within a month, month and a half.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking too. That's probably right. Yeah,
that's good.
Cool.
They generally stay away from time frames because what happens is you then set an expectation. It doesn't happen because
you
know the people have free will, blah, blah, blah. So, but I am getting, I'm getting to take that trip you've been putting off.
My
daughter. Where are you going?
I don't know yet, but maybe I'll take my daughter with me.
Oh, that would be nice.
I'm getting a pretty strong hint that there's some place you've always wanted to go, and you keep putting it off.
Oh, there's a lot of places I want to go. I mean, I don't know.
Well, pick a top one and go there, and it's going to be out of your comfort zone. Like, pick one of the ones that you were like, oh, I don't know. It makes.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. So just step out. Step out.
Exactly.
Okay.
Start with the painting thing, though.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
You take care of us.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Well, this is interesting because you talk about free will, and also what I'm hearing is letting go of attachment to outcome. And I think that's so important, isn't it? In terms of manifesting something, we need to detach from outcome, or we can set ourselves up for disappointment.
You're so right. Oh, my gosh, you're so right. And, you know, who of us has not experienced that? Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And yet visualization is wonderful, and we do co-create and manifest our own reality when we let go and stay present in the moment, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's funny. There was somebody, I don't remember the name of the caller, somebody just a little while ago, and we were talking about manifesting, and, you know, I couldn't be specific enough about, or even forceful enough about being very specific. So when you are, we're in a time of, you know, being able to manifest. Like, things are showing up a whole lot quicker than they used to. And the key is to really be focused. Really be focused on what it is you're drawing to you, because you're going to draw it to you. And it may not show up in the, you know, in the time that you want it, or the form or whatever. And that's exactly right. It's being focused, but also letting go of the expectation it's going to show up, you know, how and when you want it, because guess what? It's divine timing.
Well, and there's also that old saying, be careful what you pray for. You might just get it. So, you know, pray for something good, right?
Exactly. Highest good. I always say highest good. The highest good.
Highest good. And that's what I say. Highest good. This or something better, and they serve the highest good for all.
Yep. And, you know, there's another aspect of that is when you're, you know, when you're in a place also of where we are with our awareness and our expanded consciousness, you know, when you come from a place of love, when you make choices from the heart, you're going to make choices that are based in love. And that's key too. It's like, you're not going to do anything that's going to be harmful to anyone. How other people react to your choices is their problem, but you're not going to make choices that are harmful or hurtful. You're coming from a place of love. So, you know,
Isn't that also a key to manifesting your heart's desires? If you're coming from an ego place, you may get something, but it may just come in the form of an unpleasant lesson. Whereas when you are coming from your heart's desire for something that you truly wish for that comes from a place of love, then you may get a beautiful blessing.
Absolutely. And it's also trusting yourself, and there's trust built
In
there.
You've
they're showing me
done
that
tonight.
Trust.
That's wonderful. Well, once again, we're not going to be able to get to everybody, but we can take two more callers anyhow. And so here's lucky caller area code 312. I'm bringing you live. The studio is slow, so please be patient. Let me try once more time. There we go.
Hello?
What's your name? Hi, what's your name?
My name is Tina, and thanks for
taking
the call. Yes.
You're welcome. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. Well, say hello to Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
So what can we do for you tonight?
Actually, I'm curious to know the children that you see in my Akashic records, children and family.
You have a huge amount of children in your Akashic records. Are you referring Are you referring to this life? Or are you referring to, I mean, when
this
you ask about children, oh, this life? Okay.
This
are you a teacher?
No, I'm not.
You've been a teacher before in a past life. You have just a huge amount of children that are biological. You have children that you've been a nun where you've been in charge of orphans. There is just a huge amount of children showing up. So let me just focus. Let me ask them to focus on this life. Do you have children in this life?
No, not right now.
Okay, so you're asking, are you going to have children?
Yes. And how many?
People have heard answers similar to this tonight, so the question is, do you want them?
I do want children. I wouldn't ask about them if I did not want them. I think I have a big heart to love.
Yes. So they always ask, though, do you want something? Because, again, when you ask within your records, your voice carries a particular vibration. So by me asking you and you saying, yes, I want them, your voice carries a vibration. And so within the records, I mentioned this at the beginning of the phone call, and I don't know if you heard me say this or not, but when you open the records, you're in a dimension of safety and love and light, and you're also in a dimension where there's no ego and there's no duality. And what that means for you is that there's no negative energy bumping up against your energy. So you're really in a safe place, and everything is amplified. So all healing done within the records is amplified. So your voice carries a vibration. So when you say in the records, I would like children in this life, that's going out there, and it's going to a probability or a possibility that exists. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
So we're going to ask you to state specifically, however you want to put it in your words, but state specifically that you would like to have children in this life.
Okay, I would love to have children in this lifetime.
Okay, so you've just put it out there in your Akashic records. You've sent your vibrational message to something that's a possibility or a probability. And so we're going to ask that you continue to focus on that, because the more you think about it, your thoughts carry great power. The more you think about it and the more you envision it and feel it, those thoughts are going to create something in the ethers, or they're going to manifest. They're actually correcting me, saying they're manifesting something that's already been created, and you're going to draw it to you. Now, there's a caveat. There's a caveat to this, and you have some control over this because it's all in how you create. But there is an aspect that when you draw children to you, that they may be someone else's children that you end up raising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So that is I see that as a possibility for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds great. I can't wait to start popping them or adopting them.
There you go, Tina.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Stay focused.
You're welcome. And Tina, I'll share with you this. I had put out to the universe that I wanted children. Now, I'm nearly 60, although I don't look it. And my husband is 25 years younger. We talked about adopting, and we ran into a snafu there. And an angel reader said I'd have a child within a year. Well, wouldn't you know it, that I was asked to be godparents to two children, and the angel reader had said one would be an infant, and I thought, what, an infant? Because I was thinking of adopting older children, so that's how it happened for me. So you never know.
Oh, that sounds good.
You never know.
Yep, you never know.
Okay, you take care, God, honey. Okay, have a good night.
Bye.
Okay, we're moving on to area code 856. We're going to try to get the rest of you in, but I can't guarantee it, folks. It depends on how the readings go. I'm not going to rush Valerie. And if you can't get a reading tonight, I'm going to have her back on. And there comes another caller. We will not be able to get to everybody tonight. I will have Valerie back on again. And the way you can look for upcoming shows is to go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E, and you'll see the roster of guests for the upcoming month. I also have another reader of the Akashic Records, Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre, who is on the show on a regular basis. I have angel readers, psychic mediums, etc. So there are plenty of opportunities to connect, but your best way to get on the air is to call in before 7:30 or shortly thereafter. So let's see. I'm on the line with area code 856. What is your name, please?
Rosemaria.
I'm sorry. What is your name?
Rosemaria.
Maria? Rosemaria. Oh, Rosemaria. What a lovely name.
Well, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you. And congratulations about your, what was it you said, your son or your daughter?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I have both. Thank you so much. It's a blessing. It really is.
Cool. Am I ever going to get married or relationship anytime soon? I've been manifesting like crazy.
Okay, Rosemaria, let's tune in and see. So you've been manifesting like crazy. So I'm actually picking up the energy of a little bit of crazy. And when I say that, I don't mean that, you know, in any kind of negative way. What they're giving
right.
is it's confused energy. It's very confused energy. So let's focus for a second. I want you to take a nice deep breath in. I want you to bring the awareness into your heart. And so I'm going to give you some that your masters, teachers, and loved ones are going to give you some similar advice to a previous caller. And that is to be very focused, to actually, do you use a computer?
Yes.
Okay, so you get on your computer. They don't want you to handwrite this. They want you to sit down at your computer and open a Word document or something, and they want you to make a document, write a document about what you're looking for in a mate. And they want you to be very specific about what you're looking for in a mate. Because your energy is very scattered. So you've been manifesting like crazy, but it's been very scattered. So the vision I get is there's a man out there, but it's like he doesn't have all the parts and pieces to him because you haven't pulled them together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so there's also a bit of energy around you that you've carried within you from other dimensions of time and space where you don't feel worthy of love from a man. So there's some work that needs to be done around that as well. So there are two things. There's work to do around loving yourself and working with that unworthiness because you are worthy. You're absolutely worthy of love. Everyone is worthy of love just because you exist. You're worthy of love because you exist. No other reason. You are who you are, and you deserve to love yourself, and you deserve love from others. Now, manifesting and creating this document, be very specific. Start at the beginning and describe him, all aspects of him. We're talking how he looks, how you want him to treat you, how you're going to treat him, every aspect of this relationship. You cannot get into too much detail here.
Okay. Cool.
And
when you say you cannot get into too much detail, do you mean that you should not or that the more detail, the better?
Oh, good question. Yes, the more detail, the better. Because you actually
That's what
want
I thought.
To envision him. Yeah, you want to – actually, they're correcting me. You want to actually do more than envision him. You want to embody him. You want to almost feel his energy within you because he exists. He exists. And you're going to literally create him or manifest him. Again, they're correcting me. They're saying, watch your words, Missy. You're going to manifest him because he's already been created. You just got to kind of pull them together.
Got you. Cool.
You get that, Rosemaria?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, we're very powerful beings, and you have a lot of power within you. And if you focus, you'll be amazed at what you can manifest.
Mm-hmm. That and work through that the worthiness thing.
Yeah, and it's an inside job for all of us. That's so important. I can't begin to express how important that is. And
totally
for whatever
right.
reason, for whatever reason, Many of us feel broken and unworthy, and we don't have self-esteem, and we don't truly love ourselves. And until you truly love yourself, you don't have what you need to give to somebody else, and you're not going to attract the right partner, the ideal partner, if you will.
Yeah.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Welcome. You
Thank
take
you.
Good
that
care.
Was good, David. You're absolutely Thanks. Right.
Well, I've been around the block. good night, Rose Maria. I've had to do a lot of work on myself over the years.
Oh,
and
you and me both. You and me both.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, that for whatever reason, you know, it's not to say that anybody's better or worse than anybody else, but some of us have been called for really significant purposes in this life, spiritually or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And the road to get there involves a lot of overcoming challenges and turning things around and transforming so that we can be of service to others. And that's what my life has been like. And I gather that seems to resonate for you, too.
Oh, totally. And let me just also say that as you're talking, your heart is so big. Your heart is so big and so open. And I just want to say I can see it so clearly. And I'm sure people, the people that know you and the people that call in regularly see it as well. But you have got an absolutely huge, wide open heart, David.
Well, thank you. I must confess that years ago I asked for God to shred David's ego and give me the heart of Jesus, and I believe he has.
Yeah. It's there. Well, you know, it's part of your purpose is to, I'm going to use the words, grow the Christ consciousness within you. So, you got
well,
it, and that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm focusing on, encouraging other people to do, because we all can achieve that Christ potential. And as Jesus said, even greater works than I have done, you shall do. And so there's hope for all, and miracles can and do happen every day. And we can go to one or two more callers. I'm going to area code 941. 941, I'm bringing you live. You're not there yet. Or there you are. What's your name, please?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well. Thank you. I'm very pleased to be able to speak with the both of you. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Catherine.
My question is that I am greatly in love still with someone from my past, although we are not in a position to be together right now. I would like to know if perhaps in the future that will be a little different.
Well, you know, that's a good question. So let me just tune in because I'm immediately getting past life stuff here. So I'm going to say past life, but I have to say specifically that we're referring to all dimensions of time and space. And just very, very quickly, you know, you're kind of at the hub. You've got all these connections to past to the past and the future, but it's all really happening simultaneously. So you're picking how do I explain this in a very short period of time? You're actually pretty multidimensional, Catherine, and you're able to pull energy from other dimensions of time and space. So you are literally kind of tapping into other lifetimes with this person. And he's pulling into it as well and sort of tapping into it, and you've got this great love for each other. I'm not sure that you're going to be together in this life. I'm not going to say no, but I don't know that I see it. Okay. I'm just going to say this without any judgment around it, unless someone passes away. And does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it. I mean, unless someone passes away. And there's no negativity or judgment or anything around that. I just say it without any judgment. That's what I get.
Okay.
But, you know, to love this person and to have that love is actually a wonderful thing. And it might sound funny to hear this, but it's a gift. You're able to kind of get the gist of it from other dimensions of time and space, lifetimes where you've been together.
And you've had many where you've been together.
Yeah, you're a very powerful soul, Catherine. Very powerful.
Okay. Maybe that's why I haven't been able to let go of this person for 3 decades.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a very magnetic pull there. It's a very strong connection.
Okay. 6 minutes, you'll be able to talk to someone else, so I'll let you go, and thank you for your time, Valerie.
Oh, you're very
welcome.
That's
very generous of you, Catherine. As it turns out,
okay.
We have just one more caller on the line, and we will go to that
Beautiful.
Person. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay.
Thank
and God
you.
Bless.
Be well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, we're going to be moving on to area code 704 in a minute, and you will be our last caller of the evening. Okay. I'm bringing you live. Studio is slow. There you go. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Benita. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hi,
How
Benita.
Are you?
I'm great. I am so glad I am the last caller.
Oh, well, it's a joy to have you with us.
Thank you.
So, Benita, I want to make sure I have your name right. Is it Benita, like with a B as in boy?
Yes, like the word beautiful
okay.
in Spanish.
Okay.
Oh,
just
what a nice
sure,
name.
It's a beautiful name. I just want to make sure because, again, your name carries an energy and a vibration, so I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Yes.
So did you have a question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were tuning in. I am looking to buy a house, and I am doing everything that I have to do possible. You know, I've done all my work and then I give it over to the universe. So I just need to know, is there anything Spirit needs to tell me, my soul needs to tell me, anything in my Akashic records that I need to work on? Whatever you can tell me would be greatly appreciated.
Are you asking specifically about this house?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, we're going to, I'm asking if I'm going to tap into the records of the house here. Okay, there's something about an energetic draw to the land, to the house itself. I'm going to do a little clearing on that house. Can you probably, I'm not going to ask for the address because I don't think that's appropriate, but can you tell me the state?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. I have to ask this question. Is it near the ocean?
I don't think so. I was actually looking at 2 properties because I live right on the border of North Carolina, South Carolina. So I haven't exactly found the house yet. I'm just hoping that it comes to me.
Oh, okay, because no wonder I was getting the addresses. Okay, so there's... I'm seeing water nearby. I'm seeing it's fairly close proximity to the ocean. Is that something that you desire?
Yeah, that would be nice. But yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, I'm not talking right next to. I'm thinking like I'm getting like an hour's drive from the ocean.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like
so yeah, I'm gonna say. Yeah, you got a house. You're going to live in a house about an hour's drive from the ocean. Yep.
Okay.
I don't have. I'm not there. If you're asking for an address, they're not giving me an address. But there is a house, and it's being cleared for you. An hour's drive from the ocean. That's pretty much what they're telling me, and it's going to be up to you to do a little legwork and figure out where you want to be, and you're going to know. You're going to know when you find that place.
Okay.
So you're talking about the border of North and South Carolina. I don't know about that. I don't know if it's the same place. I don't think it is.
Okay.
How do you feel
about
that?
Do you see a move? That's fine. Do you see a move for me? Like, am I moving?
Yes. Is that what you want?
That would be great. I am perfectly fine with moving. Wherever Spirit wants me to go, that's who I follow.
Yeah, no, I'm
excited about
that.
Way to do it.
Yeah, an hour drive from the ocean. Possibly a one-story house. Huh, okay, yeah. So you're going to do some legwork. If this is what you want to do, you've got to do some legwork. It's going to require a little effort on your part.
Okay. All right. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, Bonita, thank you so much for calling in, darling.
You're so welcome. You all have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You as well.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
You too. Good night and God bless. And area code 219, we can't get you tonight, but you can reach Valerie at thefigleaf.net online, and you can email her at thefigleaf444@gmail.com. And just to let folks know, I am booking through March. I have lots of wonderful guests coming up. You can find out and call in early to be sure that you get in the caller queue. Go to blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark, spelled with an E. And we do have a lot of spiritually gifted people coming up that are willing to take callers and give free therapy, if you will. And it's been a joy to have Valerie. My show is on every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and Friday nights at 7:30. And the podcast can be found on Blog Talk Radio as well as freespiritbroadcasting.com. So, Valerie, thanks so much. And I'm going to give you a quick call right after the show, okay?
Sounds good, David. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's been a joy. And, boy, haven't the guests been great? I mean, the callers?
Oh, loved every one of them. I have the best energy flowing through me right now. It feels great.
I can feel it. It's wonderful. So thanks again. Yeah,
thank you. We'll talk soon.
That's okay. Great. I feel the same way. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings, having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.